chapter on the physical and the spiritual bounties in the grave. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا قبر الميت أتاه ملكان أسودان أزرقان يقال لأحدهما المنكر والآخر النكير فيقولان ما كنت تقول في هذا الرجل فيقول هو عبد الله ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيقولان قد كنا نعلم أنك تقول هذا ثم يفسح له في قبره 70 ذراعا في 70 ثم ينور له فيقول دعوني أرجع إلى أهلي فأخبرهم فيقولان نم كنومة العروس الذي لا يوقظه إلا أحب أهله إليه حتى يبعثه الله من مضجعه ذلك. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the deceased is buried, two angels of dark complexion and blue eyes come to him. One is known as Munkar and the other is Nakir. They ask him, what do you have to say about this man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, he is Allah's servant and his messenger. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. They say, we knew from before, based on what we observed, that you will say this. What we learn from here is the malaika are also observing our actions. They're looking to see how our actions are, the way we behave. So here we see that these malaika, they say that we knew from before, by observing, we knew from before that you will say this. His grave will be expanded 70 handspans by 70 handspans. It will then be illuminated. The deceased will say, let me go back to my family so that I could inform them. Now this person will think, let me go back and tell my family that how nice it is here. It is so nice. It is so beautiful. The deceased will say, let me go back to my family so that I could inform them. The angel says, sleep like a bridegroom whom none can awaken except the most beloved to him, his bride, that is his bride. He will continue sleeping peacefully in this way until Allah Ta'ala resurrects him from his resting place. The dark complexion and the blue eyes of the angels will not terrify the believer in any way. A narration of Ibn Majah rahimahullah states that he will neither be terrified no shocked. Therefore, nice Urdu saying is, kabar, kabar ki sona, sona hai. That the sleep of the kabar is golden. Urdu, this word sona refers to sleep, and sona also refers to gold. So, kabar ki sona, sona hai. That the sleep of the kabar is golden. The sleep of this world, if a person sleeps, every time he'll have to set his alarm that I got to wake up for namaz, I got to wake up for this, or I got to go to work, or there's something to do, there's something to do for the house, or here. There is no sleep that a person can just sleep without any worries. Nothing to worry about. But the sleep in the kabar is a sleep where a person got no worries. Like one person was explaining, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, that once he went and told him, Hazrat, you are so busy till late at night answering people's letters, busy with emails, busy with work, busy with this, busy with that, seeing to people's problems, sometimes consulting too late. Why don't you have a nice rest? Why don't you sleep and take a nice rest for your body also? He said, Hazrat's answer was, don't worry. A day will come when Allah Pak will give me such a nice rest. Allah Pak will give me such a nice sleep. Then there will be no phone calls to answer. There will be no emails to reply to, no letters to reply. It will just be me resting at that time. Now this world is a world for effort and work. But the time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me that rest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The next hadith is a little bit long. We'll do it tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of preparing for this beautiful journey and this beautiful sleep that Allah Pak has created. From the previous hadith we see that it is not something that is narrow and constrained. It's as far as the eyes can see, a carpet, a firosh. Firosh actually means like a spread, not really a carpet, a bedding. Here you can have the best bedding in the world, but it's nothing compared to what bedding Allah Pak will give a person in the qabr. And then he'll get that breeze of Jannah, that air condition of Jannah coming in his qabr. He'll get the sight and the view of Jannah. He'll get the perfume of Jannah that will come in, and then he'll be accompanied by his a'mal. He'll have all these things. Tomorrow's hadith, we'll see the different actions that he did in this world, how they will come and accompany him in the qabr. So it's such a beautiful scene, enjoyable scene, a scene like a person never seen in this world. Sometimes a person drives for hours and hours to reach one point just to have a view of a scene. sometime he'll take an escalator and go up a building so high just to see the scene. But this scene where a person is in his qabr and the whole qabr is opened up as far as his eyes can see, the view of Jannat is there, the breeze of Jannat, the enjoyment of Jannat, the person is experiencing all this, and that is only found in the qabr where a person now goes. Imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in store for him as far as the akhirat is concerned. Therefore, we have to make an effort towards this, and at the same time keep our mind in the positive sense that this is a nice place, not something that we must dread and fear and be scared of. Yes, a mu'min is made between fear and hope. Al-imanu bin al-khawfi wa raja. Iman is between fear and hope. But as a person is getting closer and closer and closer towards his time where he has to leave this world, that hope is getting more and more and more. So that excitement also is growing. Allah forgive us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.